Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. There are many ways to learn about God, and one of those ways is through songs, which do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. Here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, and one of the best music producers, all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. And today you'll hear a song from June's third album, the Calling You to Freedom album, and today's song is You Don't Have to Beg. You don't have to beg. I just know God is disappointed in me. I can't begin to tell you how many times that I've heard people say that. I actually cringe when I hear it. When someone thinks, or when someone says, that God is disappointed in them, what they're really saying is they think that something that they've done wrong is bigger than God's ability to forgive. And that's simply nonsense. God proved his love for all mankind in one single act, the cross. John chapter 15, verse 13 says this, "Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." The Lord Jesus Christ, the one and only sovereign God of the universe, laid down his life to prove his unconditional love for you. God the Father proved his love for you as well by sending his Son. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says this, "God the Father demonstrates his own unconditional love toward all mankind in that while we were sinners, while we were unrighteous, ungodly, unbelievers, Christ died instead of us." So one thing we have to acknowledge when we think God is disappointed in us is that God is omniscient. He knows all the knowable. And before you were born, he knew everything that you would ever do. So while your sins and your mistakes may be a total surprise to you, they are never a surprise to God. God loves you unconditionally, and un means no. There are no conditions to God's love. So his love for you isn't based on what you do and what you don't do. And that's a hard thing for the human mind to grasp, simply because we don't love people that way. Well, here's June Murphy to sing about the Lord's unconditional love for you, and it's a song sung from God's perspective, and it's called You Don't Have to Beg.
Secrets. You're no stranger to me. All you've done, all you'll do, I've known an eternity. Dying on the cross for you was planned before your first breath to prove how much I love you. I will never love you less. You don't have to beg me to love you. I don't need a bribe to make me stay. Thoughts. My ways are
get on your knees, 'cause I'll never leave. You don't have to beg me to love you. I don't need a bribe to make me stay. You don't have to beg me to love you. You can never run me away. My love for you is eternal. I'll stay.
First John chapter 4 verse 8 says, "The one who does not love unconditionally does not know God the Father. For God the Father is unconditional love." Thanks, June, for your lesson on love sung from God's perspective. Psalm 95, verse 1 says, "O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who has forgiven all your sin. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, "It shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in His Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in this lifetime. And a simple five-word request gets you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being hung next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43, he said, the repentant thief was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." 9 words, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise." Let today be the day you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on Him to accomplish your salvation, because you cannot do it yourself. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And then get to know Him, grow within the sphere of grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior by ingesting His Word. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord Himself says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life," the resurrection life, right at that moment. "But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him." So come on out of slavery and into freedom, the freedom of the resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have 2 different 1-hour lessons a week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music at our website. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark. Oops.